Okay, so we took a look at that sample mutual fund, Investment Company of America, ICA, which has been around for 87 years. And we saw that over the last 87 years, stocks have done pretty darn well, and mutual funds, successful mutual funds, such as ICA, have done pretty darn well also. But how many people have an 87-year time frame? Well, in a few decades, people being born at that time might have an 87-year time frame because they might be living to 150 or older. In fact, I read one prediction, and I don't know if what do I know? I'm not a doctor or whatever they call people who study the longevity of individuals in the medicine field. But the first person to live 150 years old to 150 years old has already been born. Whatever. But still, let's be realistic. Let's take a look at some hypothetical illustrations that show a 30-year time frame, a 40-year time frame, and then, this is the trick, just increasing it a little bit every year. That's for the folks in their 20s and 30s. When you teach this class, some people will come up to you in their 40s and 50s and say, why didn't you tell me this 25 years ago? As we said, if you're young, time is on your side. As you get older, time becomes your enemy in more ways than one. So let us take a look at what we can do. What's going on here? Stop that. What we can do if we have a 20-year time frame. Turns out we have to put it exactly where our contributions have to be much more than $100 a month. So let's take a look at $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, and then increasing every year. And then for the Gen Xers and the baby boomers, $500 a month for 20 years, $1,000 a month for 20 years. So let's get this guy out of the way because we loaded them up on the local drive because it shows better. So our first step will be $100 a month for 30 years. Now, some people go, are you crazy? $100 a month, where am I going to get that? Well, that's where the Business 121 financial planning and money management techniques come in. Do your cash flow analysis. Look where you can cut back on certain things. Other people say, pish. I blow that away on a weekend when we go out for dinner. So there you go. And then we already took a look at the hypothetical illustration, scary stuff. Be afraid, be very afraid. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not predictive of results in future periods. Look, if you really having trouble with insomnia, just ask for one of these. I'll send it to you, and you can. It really puts you to sleep very quickly, but nobody reads it, so you read it and go to sleep. But let's get down to the good part. We're going to use that same sample mutual fund, and again, I'm not trying to sell you ICA. There are others that are, you know, just as good, if not better. And so the idea is we have to look at somebody, right? We got to look at out of 12,000 mutual funds. So here we are. We start with $100 a month going back to 1991. And it turns out the 1990s were a very good year for the stock market. And the market went in two directions, up and way up. Why is my mouse sliding around? And so we get to the year 2000. And that's when we had 3 years right in a row, 2000, 2001, 2002. So you see the upward trajectory sort of stalls. Well, we're continuing to put $100 a month in, which is cool because we're buying as the shares go down. Exactly. We're buying more shares at a lower price, dollar cost averaging. It's kind of boring, but it works. And then we get to 2007 and we got $50,000. And in 2008, we had $34,000. But doesn't stop us. We keep putting $100 a month away. And sure enough, the market comes back and by the end of December 31st, 2020, we had put $36,000, which sounds like a lot of money, folks. But over 30 years, it isn't. Especially, exactly, when you think how much you spend on a car or other things. And we have 177,000 at an annual rate over the last 30 years of 9%, a little over 9%. Not bad, you know, better than a poke in the eye. But 36,000 becomes 177,000. And we'll take a look at the graph, and it's exactly what we'd expect to see. We start to see that exponential curve going way up in the air. But do we see downturns? Yes, we do, dear students. And as we've said over and over again, you have to be emotionally, mentally prepared for those times, realizing that they work to your advantage if you keep that systematic investment plan, keep dollar cost averaging, and the world doesn't end. It's not a guarantee, especially if you've invested in something that's not very good. But if it's a high quality investment that has done well over decades, not a guarantee, but it should do well into the future. Okay, so now let's take a look at if we simply change our time horizon, extend our time horizon by 10 years. Again, here's all the scary part. Be afraid, be very afraid. Use this for insomnia. It'll put you to sleep at night. All the legalese that only a lawyer could love. And I don't even know if they really love them. But anyway, we're going to go back to 1981. Because the markets went in two directions in the 1980s and 1990s, up and way up. And we've put $100 a month away. By the year 2000, we will have $144,000, almost $145,000. 2 years later, yes, we saw our first major bear market, extended bear market. There was a very quick bear market in 1987. And then one real, I think it just barely hit in 1990. But this is the first one where it stings 3 years in a row. But hang on, look, by the year 2003, bounced back, and we hung on. And then by 2007, we had 226,000. And then 1 year later, but we had faith in the global economy, the United States economy. This is mostly domestic companies, although I have a few international foreign companies. And by the year 2013 or so, we had come back to where we were. Oh, no, by 2012, we had bounced back to where we were in 2007. And sure enough, the last few years have been pretty darn good. And we've put in a total of $48,000, which is what some people spend on a car that in 10 years will be worth $5,000. And we have $668,000 at an average annual rate of 10.64. Not bad. What we love to get from stocks, 8, 9, 10%. We saw over 87 years, these guys have gotten 12%. But there's that graph that we expect. There's the exponential whoosh up into the air with the volatility that we see. Is that cool? Yeah. Especially for you folks just starting out in your 20s. Set a little bit aside in a Roth IRA, in a 401k or a regular account. $100 a month. Yeah, you get into the habit. But now, this is the best part. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to say, look, start with $100 a month this year. And next year, can you increase it to 110? So $100 a month for 12 months. And then the next 12 months, $110. Two fewer trips to $5. I'm sorry, Starbucks. Can you handle that? Because watch what happens. There's the scary part. Be afraid. Be very afraid. You're going to lose money sometimes. We know this to be true. We start back in 1981, and it describes what we're going to do. Subsequent investments will start at 100 and increase by $10 every 12 months. And sure enough, there's the 1980s, the stock market. 1990s went up and way up. In the year 2000, we had 217. 2 years later, 183. Not bad. 2007, 359, 238. We didn't give up on the American and the global economy. And by 2012, we had bounced back even better. And sure enough, the last few years have been very good. But wait a minute. We put in a total of $141,000, which is certainly more than 36 or 48,000, but it's a whole lot less than what many of us are going to spend on cars over 40 years, especially if we want a big money waster. I'm sorry, break my wallet, bring more wampum, beautiful Mexican, BMW, right, BMW. And so we have over $1 million. The power of compound return, compound reward. And if we can get 10%, oh boy, are we happy. 8, 9, we're still happy. And then we see the graph there, that whoosh up in the air, right? Exponential growth. You can't really see much of a difference here at the and the left, and that's what exponential growth is like. It curves and swoops upward. Now, this is all well and good for you folks in your 20s and early 30s, even into your mid-30s. But what, and I know, I can hear the folks saying, why didn't you tell me this 25 years ago? So for them, what do they have? Maybe 20 years? Can you do it? But can they do $100 a month? No, they got to put away more. But the situation for many people in this case, in their later 40s, 50s, even into the 60s, is that they can. They often can. They often have paid down a lot of debt. Maybe the kids are out of the house. And so they can put a lot more in. But still, they don't have time on their side. Okay, be afraid. Be very afraid. Let's scroll down to where we see the good stuff. And so we're going to do $500 initial investment. And that's $6,000 a year, which, by the way, is the maximum for a Roth IRA these days. If you did that in your 20s, ask me to rerun the illustration with, I can do as many of these as I want, folks. And remember, I can talk about this a lot longer than most any reasonable person would ever want to listen. So please ask. So we start with $6,000 a year, and the last 20 years have not been great. 9%, hey, that's not bad. We put in $120,000. And we have 326, which is not bad. But if we had just started earlier, we could do a whole lot better, right? And notice, because of the time, the only 20-year, we just barely start to see that whoosh, that upward sloping exponential curve. Okay, maybe you have two salaries. You know, you're married, and one person can sock away most of their salary or much of their salary, $1,000 a month into their 401k. You could do 500 each into a Roth IRA. So that's 20 years at $1,000. So let's see what that can do for us. Let's be afraid, be very afraid. 20 years at $1,000. That's $12,000 a year, which sounds like a lot of money. But folks, some people are driving around in cars and they're spending $1,000 a month on the payments, on insurance, but they have to have that big money waster car, or maybe a Tesla or an Audi or a Mercedes-Benz. So can you forego that for a Toyota? And $12,000 a year over 20 years, we put in $240,000, but we certainly do have a nice little nest egg of $657,000. So even with a shorter time frame, we can do fairly well if we prudently invest for the long term. Now, maybe some of you are thinking, but Frank, can't we do that a whole lot faster? What did we say way back in chapter one? Sure, there are some people who are doing it, but it ain't easy. You're up against the best in the world, and it is so stressful. And the typical first person who tries to buy and sell, hard charging, doesn't usually last too well, long. Unless there's a huge, major bull market raging until the bear grizzly shows its teeth. So please, if you have any examples you'd like to see, please contact me. We hope we've shown you that with prudent, long-term investing, consistent dollar cost averaging, as it's called. I know it's not a very good term, but it works. We can build substantial wealth over our working careers. And remember, this is a mutual fund. You don't have to do anything except make sure the $100 a month goes automatically out of your paycheck or your checking account. Cool? Okay. Very cool. Contact me if you have any questions. And we hope you've seen that the news is pretty good. Yeah.